Well, it's a nervous wait for many, many residents in Victoria's East this morning who still don't know if their properties have been destroyed by two out-of-control bushfires. At least five buildings, including homes, have been destroyed. We know that. An emergency warning is still in place for an out-of-control fire burning near Yana, south in central Gippsland.
I'm pretty confident if I haven't lost my house, it's been severely damaged. I've watched it progress, go through my house, go past my house. My house is completely enveloped in what they call the fire area. This is all I've got. I went away for the weekend, only got two pair of shorts and two T-shirts. I mean, name it, my house is gone.
That's Bernard from Yunnar South near Morwell. He was in Melbourne for the weekend, could only follow the progress of the fires on the Vic Emergency app as the blaze closed in on his house. There's another out-of-control blaze burning in the Bunyip State Forest, 65 k's east of Melbourne. It's been downgraded to a watch and act after a wind change brought some cooler conditions to that area. Luke Haggerty is from the Country Fire Authority. He joins us from the Emergency Management Victoria State Control Centre. Luke Haggerty, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran. Good morning.
Luke, as the sun comes up, what is the latest on these fires?
So the good news, Fran, overnight was definitely that the wind change that had us concerned as we went to bed last night didn't eventuate quite as strongly. The winds didn't push some of those fires towards other communities, which was our great concern last night. And so our focus today is now able to turn to doing those assessments on properties for those community members wondering what has happened as a result of the fires that have been burning over the weekend, and then also focusing on continuing to do the hard work of containing these fires. Mm. There's still quite a lot of fires out of control. The two that you touched on are certainly the ones that were causing us the most concern yesterday, but we did have quite a lot of lightning go through the state on Friday night, and that has started a lot of fires all through Gippsland in very difficult country. That means we're going to be working pretty hard over the next few weeks to contain those fires.
I want to come to the property, but just in terms of the lightning, have all these fires been started by lightning? Do we know?
So a lot of them, definitely the Bunyip fire was started by lightning, and the fires through the high country, through the Dargo and Licola area, are as a result of the lightning strikes that came through. We have seen some pretty regular lightning strikes this summer that have started fires in that very difficult country that we see through East Gippsland and into the high country.
You can't do much about that, I suppose. I mean, Mother Nature, the lightning strikes, it strikes, but I guess it says a lot about the dryness of the state of these areas.
Absolutely. Gippsland has been incredibly dry. We knew that we were going to be challenged by any fires that started in Gippsland. We've seen above average fire activity throughout Gippsland this summer already, and the last few days have certainly proven to us that all it needs is those lightning strikes, and in that inaccessible terrain that really our crews just can't get into. And particularly with the conditions we had over the last couple of days, it's not safe to put our crews in there either to start fighting those fires.
Some have described some of these fires as Black Saturday-like conditions. Is that, I mean, we haven't seen so far, thank God, the Black Saturday losses, but is that overstating it in your view? What's the report you're getting from those fighting these fires?
Yesterday's conditions, Fran, certainly not on paper comparable to Black Saturday, but I think the thing we've got to remember is, number one, these fires are burning in areas that were affected by fires on Black Saturday. So It's the first time that some of these communities have seen major fire since that day, and I think that certainly brings back memories for the community. The other bit that has challenged us over the past couple of days is particularly with the winds being strong at points and then dropping out entirely. People definitely describe yesterday afternoon in Gippsland as being quite eerie. There was quite a lot of ash floating around, ash drifting quite a long way from those main fires. And so I think it started to give people some triggers and certainly some memories of that day.
Yeah, if you've been through it once, it wouldn't take much to make you fearful of going through it again, would it? To the property losses, it's been reported so far, the only figure I've heard over the weekend is five properties. I'm not sure if they're all homes or are they just sheds or what is the latest, because we have seen some fairly dramatic pictures of houses ablaze.
Yes, that's right. So the figure that we were quoting yesterday was five properties that had been impacted. That was across both the Bunyip fire and the Yennar South fire. We're now saying this morning that we believe seven properties have been impacted in the Bunyip area. We believe that that's likely to increase today, but we really struggled yesterday to get our ground crews in to undertake the assessments that they need to do. So we also saw that footage, and we know with our observations from the air that there has been some damage, but until we get our crews in to firstly assess what type of structures we're looking at and secondly what sort of damage has occurred, it's a bit hard to confirm that figure.
So Luke, are you saying that some of the images we've seen, the photos and the vision from taken from above, are not even necessarily counted in the count, the official count of properties destroyed?
That's right. So until we really get in and have a good look today, that figure, as I said, is likely to increase. But we just really need to get our crews in on the ground and understand what that damage looks like.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. We're speaking with Luke Hegarty from the State Control Centre of the CFA. So let's go now to the projections for these fires. The Bunyip fire has been downgraded, I think, to a watch and act. But does that mean it's under control? It's 10,000 hectares, I think, burning, isn't it now?
Absolutely. So by no means is this fire under control, but the conditions over the next couple of days will give us an opportunity to start to work on containing that fire. The yesterday's focus was most definitely around protecting the assets of our community closer to the Princes Freeway and also defending some critical assets along the Princes Freeway. So we weren't really yesterday able to make much headway in terms of containing the fire. We were purely in that response mode, trying to make sure that we were reducing the damage and impacts on the community as much as we could. So there's work to be done on that fire, and there's work to be done on all of those fires in Gippsland. The next few days, weather-wise, do give us some opportunities to start to undertake that work, but we do see the potential for some winds over the next couple of days that could continue to spread these fires, and definitely Tuesday into Wednesday when we see quite a vigorous cold front move through the state. Whilst that will bring more respite in terms of cooler temperatures, it will bring with it some gusty winds, and that means that we've got a bit of work to do over the next couple of days to try and contain those fires as best we can so that they don't spread under those winds.
Right, so for any locals who might be listening, the emergency warning I think has been issued today for the Budgerie, Jiralang Junction, Jiralang North, Jumbuck, Yennar South, these areas. What does that actually mean? Does that mean the fire is out of control, or does it mean nobody should attempt to go home? What does it mean, an emergency warning?
So that emergency warning definitely is suggesting that fire's not yet under control, and our crews yesterday and overnight have been working purely on asset protection and protecting private properties in the area. There's significant spotting activity that we saw yesterday with that fire, so where embers from the main fire were being blown ahead of the fire front and potentially starting new fires. That will reduce today with some calmer conditions. But the advice that we've got for that community is that them leaving now is their best option still. So there's an opportunity for them to move to the relief centres that we've got established throughout Gippsland. The fight's certainly not over for that community yet, and the country that fire is burning in is, again, very, very difficult. So we really don't want anyone there
right.
who doesn't need to be there.
So leave now. You can still leave now safely if you're in that area.
That's right.
Okay, that's the Budgerie, area. And just finally, you talked about critical assets along the Princes Highway. I mean, it just emphasises this. These fires are quite close to Melbourne, and certainly close to the highway. What critical assets were you concerned about?
So we did have some electricity transmission lines that were right in the path of the fire yesterday, and so that was quite critical to us to make sure that our crews worked to prevent any impact on those transmission lines. We did have contingency plans in place should they be impacted, but thankfully the great work of our crews yesterday prevented any spread to those transmission lines. That area in general, Fran, is a pretty critical area of the state. That's a very busy highway. The Gippsland rail line runs through that area as well, and there's also a gas pipe pipeline further south. So it's an area that is always challenging to us when we get fire in that area, to make sure that we reduce the impact not only on the community but the broader community with any impact to critical assets.
Sure. Luke, look, thanks for your time. Good luck to you, all the firefighters and everyone there, either trying to protect their property or trying to work out what to do. Good luck. Luke, thank
thanks,
you.
Fred.
Luke Haggerty is from the State Control Centre of the Country Fire Association, a Country Fire Authority, and those fires burning across Australia. Stay tuned to the app or, of course, ABC Emergency Broadcasting. It's 14 to 7 on Breakfast.